All right, time now is midnight, 12 a.m. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And we've got a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And let's start with Antonio Sanchez.
Thank you.
Yes, that is Antonio Sanchez from a brand new release called New Life. And Claire and I saw Antonio Sanchez in New York City at the Jazz Standard last weekend, and it was a fine show. And he has a great group, a great list of personnel here. Antonio Sanchez on drums, perhaps best known for his work with Pat Metheny, a really, really fine drummer. And along with Antonio Sanchez is David Binney on alto sax, John Escrete on piano, Matt Brewer on bass, and on some other tracks, not the ones you're hearing now, is Thana Alexa on voice. We're going to hear another one from Antonio Sanchez. This one is called Family Ties. That's Joe Farrell. We heard two from Joe Farrell. Last one you heard was, of course, the great standard Speak Low from the album Skateboard Park. And Skateboard Park was released back in 1979, and the personnel on that is Joe Farrell on tenor sax, Chick Corea on piano and electric piano, Bob Magnuson on bass, and Lawrence Maribel on drums. Before that, another one from Joe Farrell from the album Moon Germs from 1973. And this is a great quartet. It has Joe Farrell playing soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And we started out that set with Antonio Sanchez from his new album New Life, and we heard Family Tree. All right, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. A special midnight till 2 a.m. edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And if you're listening, I am very happy you are awake and listening to this show. We've got a lot of great jazz ahead of you. We're going to stick to the kind of 1970s fusion thing. Next up, Weather Report. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week, as I have done for over 6 years. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening. Miles Davis from a recently released recording, Miles Davis Quintet Live in Europe, 1969, the Bootleg Series, Volume 2 is the complete title of that album. And you heard It's About That Time. And that was recorded roughly around the same time that Bitches Brew was being recorded. And definitely you can hear Bitches Brew in that. It's About That Time. I think the studio version of that is from In a Silent Way. And that is an amazing quartet or quintet featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Dave Holland on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Chick Corea on piano. Really an amazing quintet, one that Miles Davis wanted to record in the studio. Never got a chance to, but one of his great quintets for sure. Before that, we heard from David Sanborn from the album Time Again, and we heard Tequila, and that features David Sanborn on sax, Mike Marinari on vibes, Steve Gadd on drums, Gil Goldstein on piano, and Christian McBride on the bass. All right, it is 1 a.m. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, and In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a special edition, Burning the Midnight Oil, midnight till 2 a.m. If you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more, you might want to check out my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you can subscribe to our podcast. We put out a podcast each and every week, which is a recorded segment of this show. So make sure you do that. Check around. I've got playlists. You can click on that playlist and be able to purchase any of the music that you hear. And there's also a donate button if you'd like to donate to the podcast. It takes a lot of time and effort and money to put out that podcast each week. But you can do that. Check that out at www.jazzandbeyond.com.